This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. With the World Series upon us, I thought it would be a good time to talk about one of the best World Series champions in Major League Baseball history. That would be the 1986 New York Mets. The New York Mets franchise began with seven losing seasons in a row from 1962 to 1968. But in 1969, they shocked the baseball world by going 162 in the regular season and winning the World Series. For the next three seasons, they won 83 games and finished third in their division. In 1973, they again shocked everyone by winning the National League pennant and almost upsetting the Oakland A's in the World Series, despite a lackluster 82-79 regular season record. From 1974 to 1983, the team had only two winning seasons and no playoff appearances. But things changed in 1984 with the hiring of manager Davey Johnson. Led by former Cardinal Keith Hernandez at first base, second year right fielder Darryl Strawberry, and Rookie of the Year pitcher Dwight "Doc" Gooden, the Mets finished the season with a 90-72 record, only 6.5 games behind the division champion Chicago Cubs. During the offseason, the Mets traded with the Montreal Expos for All-Star catcher Gary Carter. The team improved their record to 98-64 in 1985 and finished just three games behind the division champion, St. Louis Cardinals. Dwight Gooden won the Cy Young Award. Mets fans anxiously awaited the 1986 season. Could this be the year? They didn't have to wait long to see if this team was for real. By the end of May, the Mets were 31-12. By the end of June, they were 50-21. First baseman Keith Hernandez, right fielder Darryl Strawberry, catcher Gary Carter, and pitchers Sid Fernandez and Dwight Gooden were chosen to play in the All-Star game. By the end of July, the Mets had a 15.5 game lead in their division. Despite an injury to catcher Gary Carter, the Mets continued to play great baseball in August. The team had an 87-43 record going into September. They finished the regular season with a 108-54 record, their best record in team history. Second baseman Wally Backman batted .320, while first baseman Keith Hernandez hit .310. Gary Carter hit 24 home runs and 105 RBIs. Darryl Strawberry hit 27 home runs and 93 RBIs. Pitcher Bobby Ojeda led the staff in wins with 18 and an ERA of 2.57. Sid Fernandez and Dwight Gooden led the team in strikeouts with 200. Roger McDowell had 23 saves. The Mets would play the Houston Astros in the playoffs. The Astros finished the season with a not overly impressive 96-66 record, but they had an excellent pitching staff led by National League MVP and Cy Young Award winner Mike Scott. Game 1 was a matchup of the two best pitchers in the National League, Scott versus Gooden. They pitched brilliantly, but a solo home run by first baseman Glenn Davis was enough to give the Astros a 1-0 victory. In Game 2, Bobby Ojeda led up 10 hits but only gave up one run, while the Mets rocked Nolan Ryan for 10 hits and 5 runs. The Mets appeared to be in trouble in Game 3, trailing 4-0. But they tied the score in the bottom of the 6th inning when Darryl Strawberry belted a 3-run home run. But Houston came back to take a 5-4 lead going into the bottom of the 9th inning. But center fielder Lenny Dykstra won it for the Mets with a 2-run home run. Mike Scott pitched a complete game and let up only 3 hits, while catcher Alan Ashby hit a 2-run home run and shortstop Dickie Thon hit a solo shot. The Astros won Game 4, 3-1. Game 5 was another pitcher's duel, with Dwight Gooden going for the Mets and Nolan Ryan getting the start for the Astros. Ryan allowed only 2 hits and 1 run in 9 innings, while Gooden went 10 innings, also allowing only 1 run. With the game tied 1-1 in the bottom of the 12th, Gary Carter hit a single to score Wally Backman, giving the Mets a 3-2 lead in the series. Houston's pitching once again stifled the Mets in Game 6, as starter Bob Nepper allowed no runs through 8 innings. New York trailed 3-0 until the top of the 9th, when their bats finally came alive, and they tied it up 3-3. Mets relief pitcher Roger McDowell did an excellent job in extra innings, allowing only 1 hit in 5 innings. The Mets took a 4-3 lead in the top of the 14th, but Astros outfielder Billy Hatcher tied the score again with a solo home run. In the top of the 16th, the Mets scored 3 runs to take a comfortable 7-4 lead. But Houston was far from finished. They closed the gap to 7-6, with the tying run on second and the winning run on first base. But Jesse Orozco struck out Kevin Bass to end the game. The Mets were victorious in what many consider one of the best baseball games ever played. Now it was on to the World Series, and we'll have that in Part 2 next week. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Until next week, take care and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.